Let's check the numbers as they settled up in Chicago for this Monday afternoon. These are closes and not settlement prices that came at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Central Time. March contract and the soft red winter wheat down 2, and it just turned to a settlement price. Remains 2 lower at $6, or rather $7.63. May futures there at 770 and 3 quarters, down 2.5 on its settlement. In July at 776. Down 2.25 for the harvest month soft red in Chicago, the hard red in Kansas City at $8.35 on a close, down 7.25 from Chicago in the corn pit. These are closes and not settlement prices. 7.34 and 3/4, a penny and a quarter lower. May futures at 7.35 and 3/4, down 2, and July at 7.27, down 1.75. September corn at 6.17 and a quarter, a penny higher. December futures at $5.93 and a quarter, they're up a penny and 3/4. Bean futures in the March contract at $14.87 and a half, up 13 and a quarter. May at $14.79, 13 and a half higher. And July soybeans at $14.70, up 14 and 3 quarters. November beans $13.44 and a quarter, up 11 and 3 quarters for the day. Bean meal futures finished at $4.34.30, up 6.10. Bean oil at $53.11, 12 cents higher. Live cattle futures in the April at $132.27 and a half on a settlement, up a dime. April feeders at $152.40, up 27 and a half, and lean hogs finished the April down 40 at $88.35. You're listening to the closing market report on a Monday afternoon. This is the fourth day of February 2013. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us to take a look at the futures markets, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, I'm first of all looking forward. I will be there. I won't be hosting tonight. Dave should do that job this evening, but at the Farm Credit Services building to seeing you and Jackie Vakes and Matt Bennett and Dave in action at about 7 o'clock this evening, although they'd like you to register, I guess, around 6, and they have a meal around 6:30 or so. So, and it's open, so if anybody wants to come, that's perfectly fine, and you'll get a chance to see Kurt in action this evening. Got any particular points that you're going to try to stress with the crowd tonight?
Well, I think the theme is managing risk. As a producer, when you look at some of these cash flow estimates that they've done personally, and even some of the university studies that have been put out here this winter, it does indicate net farm income is the higher end, even though not everyone's in that particular situation. But for the most part, we're looking at a situation where the risk is to the downside. And I think that the main theme as we go in the spring would be to come up or implement strategies to protect that downside in case we do have favorable growing conditions and this economy doesn't keep chugging along like it has been so far this winter.
Let's talk about old crop for just a second. Those are kind of new crop sorts of things, although they can roll back into the old crop. Most believe is kind of a tough word because just it's a matter of fact, they were short of crop at this point. How much longer do you suppose we can continue with the higher prices that we have for old crop corn in particular?
Well, we believe the price is going to hold in there, and if you're one that still has cash grain left, the story there is that there's none around, and I'm the only one that has it, and the basis is going to be extremely strong, and they're going to have to pry it loose. So that's sort of the cat and mouse situation that we're going to see as we move forward here, is that the cash holder is going to be patient and wait for that demand to surface. But however, the end user has been fairly aggressive here. They've been under the gun for the last couple years because they've waited and had to chase the market higher. They were fairly aggressive this past year and this winter and have fairly good coverage on. They don't have 100% coverage on, but some of these end users are booked clear out to June. So it's going to be a situation where there's going to be some hot bids around, and you have to be flexible enough to take advantage of that, because not these bids aren't going to be, you know, real hot everywhere. We feel that on this old crop, you need to use the strength in here to get the grain priced and to a level where you're down to gambling inventory. If we would run into some weather concerns later on the growing season, we could maybe move a little higher, but 750 seems to be the upper end of the range here. When you look at the ending stocks estimates from clear back in August until now, it seems that when you factor that in and you factor in the price range, about 7.5 is probably going to catch it the upside here unless something happens to give reason to go much higher than that.
It's fairly clear that the export market, which is at a 43-year low, and then the livestock market, which has shrunk numbers dramatically in the beef cattle, at least, if nothing else, have already taken the brunt of the hit of the drought. But we continue to hear about plants, and we'll hear again another one later in the news segment today, for ethanol that have shut down. Does this concern you much?
Yeah, because for the first time in history, the end user said in your face, for say, they backed off and said, you know, I'm not going to buy it. Here's the keys. You can have it. The end user has looked for alternative sources. And what's happened is that was okay this past year because we have ample supplies of world feed wheat, domestic feed wheat to use. So it can get quite interesting as we move into this new crop year if we would run into another tight production. You know, will they still have that mentality or that attitude again? But first time in history, demand said no, and it backed off once we got to the $8 level. So in our mindset, we're looking at, you know, $7.50 kind of being the upper end of the range here until we see this demand base come back and get more solid footing. Because right now, they're comfortable not paying over $7.50 for corn.
What's your feeling about conditions across the nation as it concerns dry weather? I read an email today that suggested that the eastern third of the Corn Belt was in good shape. And then if you wanted to find a dividing line, it might be I-35, I suppose, running from Kansas City to Minneapolis.
I think that's fairly accurate. As you move on west, it's kind of hit and miss. You know, there's been spotty, localized areas that's received some snow and some moisture to work with. That'll be the key here as we move into the spring. We continue to feel that the western wheat belt's going to continue to be under the gun here until this spring and until they receive a little bit more timely moisture, until we get in the green-up phase, for say. That's where most of the emphasis is going to be. Here in the eastern belt, you know, it's been a relief to see some moisture materialize. So we'll see what the spring weather brings. The main weather focus is going to be the southern hemisphere. There's some moisture and too much moisture in portions of Brazil, whereas Argentina continues to be dry, but it's not to a point where it was bad as last year. The Argentine corn crop good to excellent category is in this 83% good to excellent versus 87%. The Argentine bean crop is 88% good to excellent versus 91% good to excellent. So it's not like the South American crop is dropping down into this 20 to 30% good to excellent category.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time.
Very good. Look forward to seeing you tonight, Todd.
You betcha. We'll see you this evening. That is Kurt Kimmel. He will be at the Farm Credit Services building in Mahomet. That's at the corner of, relatively speaking, Prairie View Road and the intersection there of Interstate 74. Registration at 6, and then there's a meal at 6:30, and you can listen in for him at about 7 o'clock along with Jackie Vakes and Matt Bennett. That's tonight there in Mahomet at the Farm Credit Services building.